It is United Way Day here on KYMN. We are trying to raise funds and awareness of the Rice County United Way. And we talked earlier this morning with Elizabeth Child, who is the executive director. But now we're going to talk to some of the organizations that they help fund and that have, a wide variety of special needs, but healthcare is one of the things that the United Way really focuses on. And from Health Finders, joining us right now is the executive director, Charlie Mandilli. Charlie, good morning.
Buenos dias, Jeff. How are you doing?
Thank you so much for coming in today.
Of course.
And buenos dias to you as well.
Gracias.
That's all I know.
It's okay.
We'll I could ask you for a cerveza, but I don't think that's going to happen. Let's move into the pandemic and the effect that it has had on health finders, and not really so much on health finders, but on the health of people within Rice County and the areas in which you serve. How has it been for you?
Of course. Well, like with a lot of people, it's been quite an experience. I think early on, we saw particularly our community as frontline workers in general were really disproportionately and quickly affected. Since then, it's really leveled out, but to have kind of a really transformational impact on all of us, really.
Has that, I guess, affected the way you do business in general going forward in the future? Have you learned some things that might, change, I guess, the direction a little bit of some of the things you do?
Yeah, of course. I mean, a big part of what makes our model unique is this concept of, we come to you. We've got our community health workers that go out and do home visits. We've got wellness programs across the community. But of course, during COVID, that all turned on its head. And we said, all right, you have to come to us and only with a mask on or only a certain amount of people in our building or only drive-through tests. So it really kind of transformed kind of our core competencies really overnight.
Now, even within that, you have still taken the opportunity to expand on some of the services that you offer over the course of the last year and a half. Tell us about that.
Yeah, really, we, as with most things, take our lead from what's happening in the community and what the needs are. So we, of course, pivoted very quickly to do testing, tracking, now vaccinating for COVID. But, we had a lot of folks to take care of aside from COVID. Diabetes in the last 1 or 2 years, particularly for our community, has been really tragic in a lot of ways. And we really increased our services in the areas of mental health, chemical health. In 2020, we launched a new opiate addiction program in collaboration with the Rice County Chemical Health Coalition that's really grown to meet more fully meet the needs of our area. Another big piece of what we've been doing is, our neighbors down in Owatonna, a small free clinic effort that has a lot of shared history that we do, approached us almost 2 years ago now and started to look at ways we might partner together. Long story short, we essentially, through a merger, expanded our operations down to Owatonna, and since this spring have been really gradually getting up and running down there on the ground.
Yeah, let's talk about that Owatonna clinic. Is it from the standpoint of scale and scope of the whole program down there? Are they as far along as Rice County, Faribault, and Northfield? Are they less or more?
The Free Clinic of Steele County has a rich history on which to build. They've got dozens of volunteers involved and at the table, and the community has really been behind them from day one, much like our communities. And so we've really been able to build on that. And what we've done is really coming out of the pandemic in Owatonna, tried to just stabilize their clinics, getting regular medical dental clinics up and running. I think this fall, I'm optimistically saying it's still fall here, but I think we're still going to be, we're going to start looking at adding more of our services, our wellness programs, and some of our chronic disease management. So I think we're building on standing on really solid shoulders. The community down there has been phenomenal getting to know them. And really, when you think about it, kind of going down the line here, we start out here in Northfield, 15, 20 minutes down the road is Faribault, and 15, 20 minutes down the road there is Owatonna. And so it's something that really made sense for us and also a lot of our biggest partners.
Mm-hmm. And I recall about 15 years ago when Health Finder started up just in a church basement with some concerned people. Boy, you have really grown and expanded your services very admirably.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And I think it's actually because of that that we've been so successful. That, mm-hmm. You know, we had that roots really in the community. Responding to a need and mobilizing resources here locally to meet that need.
An organization like Health Finders, you're so diverse in the services, the healthcare services and such. As far as funding goes, I know you have to look at a lot of different sources and sometimes be creative gather some of your funding. But I know the United Way stands by the healthcare. That's one of the pillars of the Rice County Area United Way, and funding that Health Finders receives from them. Can you tell us how valuable that is?
Yeah, really, I would say also transformational. You know, healthcare is a pillar for the United Way, and I will say the United Way has always been a pillar of Health Finders because of their visionary support. Really, from day one, 15 years ago. They invested in us, you know, when we were a group of concerned citizens down in the basement of a church. And since then, consistent funding, they've really enabled us to become what we are today. Beyond that, as you know, as you said, we really have to look beyond our community as much as anything to really support what we're doing. As you say, be creative. Also, we're doing a lot of really unique things. Partnerships and things that we're doing is really getting noticed to much broader audiences. But I'll tell you, for all the dollars that we're able to bring outside of the community into the community, all of them look first to the reputable history of the United Way and look at the history and commitment of the local United Way funds as a sign of support so that they can then indeed match or bring in additional funds to support our work. So I would say United Way funding is and always been has been foundational to our success.
All right. And folks, this is United Way Day here on KYMN Radio, and the United Way is accepting donations. As a matter of fact, they have matching grants that are going on right now. If you pick up your phone or go to your computer and donate, go to just look at for the Rice County Area United Way, and you'll be able to donate right on their page. They have a matching grants that are available today through the folks at Rebound Enterprises and also the board members of the Rice County United Way.
Great folks, yeah. All of those. That matching gift is really a powerful thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can, once again, just go to your computer. Give us a call here at KYMN if you need more information on that. We can steer you in the right place. But once again, a wonderful program, the Northfield Area United Way and the Rice County Area United Way now as well. Charlie, what else do we need to know about Health Finders?
You know, I think because of this great history of United Way support, we've been able to really grow our services and care here in Rice County as much as expand our work southward. We, for example, are just hiring another clinical practitioner, nurse practitioner, and we've also got a dentist, open dentist, staff dentist position posted, as well as another mental health therapist position posted. So just want to put a shout out there, folks. Visit our website, healthfindersmn.org. We've got a lot of really exciting positions and expansion of services only made possible by folks like the United Way.
It's you continue to amaze me. The work that Health Finders does. What were we doing 20 years ago? I have no idea. But I would imagine there was a large segment of the population that for them, healthcare was a lot more difficult to obtain than a lot of other people. So
correct. And I think because of the way we started, folks looked at it with this kind of holistic, open lens that it wasn't just about doctors and nurses and pills. It was about mm-hmm. health and what makes us healthy. Clinical care is part of that, but a lot of it is what's happening in your daily life, mm-hmm. in your family, in your community, in your school, in your workplace. And so that really, support early from the United Way enabled us to have that kind of broad lens and do something, take a risk, do mm-hmm. something unique to meet a need. And
how,
here we are.
Do you have an idea of how many people that you serve over the course of a year?
Of course, the year will reach about 5,000 individuals and their families.
Wow.
Here, across our service area, that's obviously grown every year. Over time, we've served over 30,000 people in our 15-year history.
Boy, wow, that's pretty impressive. Charlie, thank you so much for taking some time being with us today. Anytime we can do anything for you and at Health Finders, just let us know. We'd be glad to help out any way we can.
We will, Jeff. We will be sure to do that. And thanks for all you're doing and supporting the United Way, a big partner of ours.
And once again, for our listeners out there, please donate today. Give graciously to the Rice County Area United Way. We'll be talking with a number of people from a number of different organizations throughout the day about the United Way and how the funding affects them. That's coming up at noon. We'll be talking with Aaron Bailey from Northfield Community Education. Also, Melissa Glover from an organization called KCQ. It's a company that offers job placement services for people. And also Erica Staub from the Hope Center. That's during the 5 o'clock hour. All right, here on The One. We'll have Rich back in with local news headlines after this.